This is the Gutsy Health Podcast with Jeanique and Tristan Roney. Hey guys, welcome back to the Gutsy Health Podcast.
This is a really great one. I say this every week, but I am so excited about this one.
We're fangirling right now.
I am fangirling and fanboying. I'm doing all of it.
We have an incredible guest. This is Autumn Smith, and she is the founder of a product that we sell a ton of and market a lot. You guys know the coupon code and everything. This is Autumn Smith, and she started Paleo Valley. Mm-hmm. And so
that's not the only thing she started, but we'll let her tell us more about that.
Yes.
Paleo Valley is just the big one that we're always talking about, but there's more to it. She is kind of a superwoman.
Yes, she is. Oh my gosh.
I've got some great people behind me. Yeah.
Welcome, Autumn. Please introduce yourself. Tell us everything there is to know about you. And our listeners our listeners need to know about you big time.
Especially how you got to where you are right now. Exactly. Because I think they're going to find a lot of similarities between your story and what they may be experiencing right now.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for that incredible introduction. I am equally as impressed with what you are all doing. I just heard a little bit about it before we started recording. It's incredibly impressive, and I'm honored to be here. But my story is kind of like your story, kind of like a lot of people listening, probably their story too. I started in middle school having digestive issues that I didn't know what to do with, and I just kept going to doctor after doctor, and they kept telling me, oh yeah, this bloating and this pain, this waking up in the middle of the night, this is IBS, the stress-related condition. You should take Beano. And I was like, wow. Mm. So I did that for a really long time. And then when I got into high school, it kind of started to deepen. We now know there's this direct connection between the gut and the brain.
Right.
At that time, we didn't understand that. And so as my digestive health continued to deteriorate because of our lack of options, my mental health already started to suffer as well. I had anxiety and depression and eating disorder. And because no one had solutions, I tried psychiatry and I took the SSRIs and I felt like a zombie. It just seemed like there was never going to be a solution for me.
Yeah.
So I just decided, well, it's up to me just to manage. I'm not going to thrive, so I'm just going to manage. And so I got into substances and smoking and drinking, and I kind of just flew off the rails, absolutely flew off the rails. And I did that. I kind of, was able to pull myself together and finish college and, have a pretty successful career, but inside I was suffering. And when I finally moved in with my husband, he saw that for the first time. I think I hid it really well. I hid behind my smile and my energy. But when we moved in, he could see it was all very clear to him. And he just didn't accept that for me. And he told me, we've got to do something about this, Autumn. We have to do something. And so we went to another doctor. We were in Los Angeles at that time. And so I thought, you know what? Maybe someone down here has more answers for me. I tried it again. Still nothing. And so we just got online back in 2000. I think this was like 2006 or 8.
Okay.
Actually, 2008. And we started Googling, like, what can we do for IBS? And we came upon some people, probably Rob Wolf, if he was one of the only ones talking about it this time, that people were having a lot of luck with dietary change. And I just didn't buy it. I was reticent, but I decided I didn't really have any other options. And so we did the paleo thing. We started shopping at farmers markets and getting processed foods out of my diet. And in 30 days, my digestive issues were gone. Wow. Now, my skin, my mental health stuff, that took a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But it was so critical about that finding is that I didn't have to feel like someone needed to fix me, and I was empowered suddenly. And then the next 2 years, I just became more and more inspired with all of the things I learned, that I quit a dream job. I was actually working for Tracy Anderson in Los Angeles, training celebrities, going on world tours. It was a great gig.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. But I decided that this is part of my story that I think needed to be told, because I was looking really fit, but I wasn't well. I had acne and all the things. And so I went back to school and got my master's in holistic nutrition. And we decided, because I traveled a lot, I was on a world tour, that people needed products. Like people, I felt like, information is going to get out there. There's going to be a lot of great educators. But what people need are things that make this kind of lifestyle, this kind of like indigenous ancestral lifestyle yes. really accessible for them. And so that's why we founded Paleo Valley and started making the product. Basically, we make our products based on what I need to be eating more of. What we need for Maverick.
That's awesome. What better way to make a decision, though, than you are your target market, right? So
exactly.
If it's something yeah. that you need, it's probably something that your market needs as well.
Totally.
Exactly. And my friends, I wanted to be able to give my friends the organs and give them energy. And yeah, it just became we're going to just have to do it because no one else is doing this, or not at least to our strict standards. We're pretty crazy with the quality control in a good way. So that's how we got here.
I love that so much. And I love that you're also a female in the space. Like, I feel like the health industry is so like male saturated, mm-hmm. you know, and right.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I know.
And yes, so it's really hard to relate to men as a female, you know, because you get like health issues as a woman is so different to health issues as a man, mm-hmm. because, you know, we have two different hormonal cycles versus the one that men deal with. And then men, they just have to like think about dieting and they lose weight, mm-hmm. you know, or they just have to think about like cutting something out of their diet and their digestion clears up. Whereas women, our process takes months, if not years, to heal and repair, right?
Yeah. And we're so complicated and there's so many, we're so reticent to, I think like men are like willing to say, yeah, okay, something's wrong with me. I need to fix it. And women are like, oh, but is it really, or like, is it really wrong? Or like, is it bad enough? Should I go in? And right. yeah, I mean, cause I live that and I just want women to, you know, stand up for themselves and trust their bodies. And yeah, so I'm big on that too. And I definitely feel like I'm not one of the only ones, but definitely I'm outnumbered. That's
yes,
for sure.
Totally.
Well, kind of going back to toward the beginning of your story, I love that you basically hit all the phases of health where you had the major health yeah. problems, and then you had the kind of the spiraling out of control where it felt like it was a lost cause. And so you were basically just numbing yourself out in order mm-hmm. to escape the discomfort of it. But right. what I'm really curious about is in the depths of that, when it was at its worst, what kept you thinking positively? Like, what gave you the audacity to believe that you could have a better experience?
Goodness. You know, I feel like it was the foundation I have with my family. I have an amazing support system and family, and I think they kind of kept pushing me forward and just my connection to them. And also, I'm just driven. I'm always looking at the positive side. And I think that worked both for me and against me at that mm-hmm. time, because even when I was feeling bad, it's like, but I'm here, I'm alive, I have a chance to live and to do something good for other people. And so it was that kind of like, yeah, you know, you're struggling and everyone is struggling on some level. And so I didn't want to feel sorry for myself and still felt like I can still contribute to something bigger than myself, even if my health isn't perfect. And so I think that kept me moving forward at that time.
So everybody listening to this right now, I hope that you really take that to heart, that no matter how dark things get for you, no matter how hopeless it seems, just having even that one little thing yeah. to hold on to, right? Exactly. Just even if it's just a glimmer of maybe this could be different. Maybe there is a way for me to find joy in this life, right? And yeah. having that somewhere out there, there must be an answer that can lead me to where I need to go. That can just yeah. change everything for a person.
Well, and if one person can heal themselves, then other people can too, you know? And so listening to stories like this, it's just reaffirming that it's like, this isn't impossible. This happens all the time, you know? And then we use our platforms to educate other people. And I love that you're doing that you're like, I see so many kids now, like at 8 years old, 5 years old, six, like all with eczema, all with GI issues, doctors wanting to cut out like 8 year old gallbladders, you know?
Wow.
And so yeah. you dealt with digestive issues as a young kid, you know, and yes, you dealt with it for a really long time and you still overcame. Like, the body is designed to heal itself. You just need to give it the right tools and you need to learn how to fine tune it. And so that probably took a long, like that. What did that journey look like for you? Was it easy when you started finding the information, or was it a lot of trial and error?
Oh man, was it a lot of trial and error. I want to tell you before I get into some of the trial and error, just saying, like, especially as mothers, I feel like we're especially important, because when we heal ourselves, we heal our families.
Yes.
And like, of course, epigenetics, when we make good decisions dietarily, that's affecting our children and their children and all the way down the line. And so I think as mothers, we have an even more powerful opportunity. Trial and error. Oh my goodness.
Real quick, Autumn. Yeah. I just love that you said that, because we get so many women in here who they will come to us and say, I need to fix my family. I need to take care of my kids. I need to take care of my husband. They're ignoring a whole world of symptoms that they're having themselves because it's not important, right? They're the bottom of the list of priorities. And what you just said turns that on its head and says, listen, you can't do your job of protecting your family and making them healthy and happy if you are not figuring that out yourself, right?
Oh yeah. And I am learning that hard lesson the older I get. And I say that and I'm good at practicing it most of the time. I absolutely think it's 100% true. And I wish more of us would give ourselves permission to do that. And I hope that this is like a message. If you're listening, yes, this is a message to you. And it's time to do that if you're not already taking steps in that direction, because we're absolutely central to the family unit. And when mom is not well, nobody's well.
No one's well.
And so that maybe that's the message of this whole episode that we're talking on. It's that women, it's okay to take up space.
Yes.
Right? It's okay to matter and to prioritize yourself and to make a difference. It's okay to be noticed and seen.
And I mean, and there's a lot of single women too that listen to us, and it's like,
absolutely,
it's okay to take care of yourself and not your family members or your friends, or like, you know, it's okay to take it back, like to just take some time for you and not your community. So, okay.
Yeah.
So Autumn, I'm not sure if you heard the screaming kids in the background or if listeners did. So
pretty normal on our show. Yeah.
So if I missed the part where you went into how you started your company, did we talk about that?
Yeah.
Yet?
Sorry, guys. Can recap and then you can fix my errors. She left her incredible job where she was training celebrities and doing cool stuff.
I missed all of that. Oh my God.
I guess you did.
You guys did not see the meltdowns that were happening like 5 minutes ago. And our listeners actually know Autumn. Like, they've often heard the kids in the background, or I will be like, hey guys, I just came back from like taking Satori to the toilet real fast. Sorry, what did I miss? So this is just like, and everyone knows that. So sorry, listeners and new listeners, this isn't the norm. But
okay, basically, so and me summarizing again, she saw a need, right? Mm-hmm. It was her own need, and said, "Oh, I need this in my life."
Yeah.
So why not just start a company?
No big deal.
No big deal. I've got time next Saturday.
And I have to give credit to my husband, because when I was leaving that incredible job, which I loved, he was like, come on, Autumn, if you woke up on a day, any day, and you could do anything you wanted, what would you be studying? What would you be learning? Who would you be helping? Mm. And so he like took me through these exercises during that transition. And it just all of a sudden became very clear to me that I wanted to help people do what I had done. And then he had the marketing knowledge to know, okay, that education piece is going to be out there. Education is free. Internet is free. And so we need to create what people actually need and would value and what's missing.
Yes.
And so we did that. That's why we started Paleo Valley.
And I guess this is a good time to point out that you and Chaz is your husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are very much a team, it seems. You have a similar relationship that Janique and I do, where she kind of acts as the face of a lot of what we do in our business, but he's very much involved in that as well.
So
Chaz is a genius. Yes. He's the man behind the curtain, and he is the brains of this operation.
I love it.
So
I have a lot of listeners right now, or followers, that ask me on a daily basis, why organs? Like, why am I taking this? Why am I doing bone broth? Why am I, you know, trying to feed my family liver? Let's start getting into that and the nitty gritty. Like, let's start, like, can you tell listeners why snout to tail? What's the deal?
Okay. It's something that we've totally lost touch with. And this is kind of going to take you through my journey anyway. So I realized, okay, processed foods, they have to go. I have a thing with gluten. Awesome. And that got me to one step up. And it was like, great, no digestive symptoms. But then I was getting pregnant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I realized, okay, I have some fatigue. And I started thinking about this concept that a lot of people in our space and who are health oriented and just beginning are always thinking about, okay, what am I not eating?
Yeah.
And I wanted to shift that around and say, well, what are you eating? Yeah. And what are the nutrients you're taking in? And what is the balance? And what did our ancestors eat? Mm-hmm. And so when I started asking that question, it became really obvious that, you know, organ meats are nature's multivitamins. And our ancestors revered them, and they gave them to their young and their nursing. And they were incredibly like a staple of their diet. And when you look at the nutrient content, like the greatest natural source of B12 and vitamin A, and they have copper and iron and zinc, all these really critical nutrients in a food form. Mm-hmm. So not only are they, you know, a wealth of nutrients, but also in a way, like in a kind of a food that your body recognizes and utilizes and absorbs. Yes. And so basically organ meats, when you take them out of the diet, most people don't get enough B12 and vitamin A. I mean, you can, but I'm just saying these are incredible wealth of those. Like if you compare it to steak or something, everyone's like, well, yeah, you know what? I'm eating steak. It has like 50 or like 20 times more vitamin A and B12 than steak. And so these are like huge differences.
Yes.
And the other thing about eating nose to tail is, most Americans are consuming a lot of methionine, muscle meat. Mm-hmm. Yes. And when we consume things like organ meats, rich in B vitamins, and also the bone broth that contains the glycine, this is really, really complementary. It's actually been shown to reduce your risk of certain diseases and kind of balance out that amino acid profile that can actually be damaging when we're only eating the muscle meat.
Right.
So this is just something our ancestors have been doing forever that we lost touch with as a culture, that I sincerely hope that we re-embrace, because the USDA came out with a statistic that 95% of us are deficient in at least one nutrient. Mm-hmm. And the levels of nutrients in our soil are declining, and they have been for a really, really long time.
Yeah.
So this nutrient deficiency piece, it needs to be something that you take away from this conversation. It's just something that we're going to need to focus on, because when we don't get these nutrients, everything starts to break down. These nutrients are used to make enzymes. They often have hundreds of different functions, these enzymes. And so if you're even just deficient in one, it's a really big deal.
Yeah.
So that's why organ meats for me. And another cool thing I learned about organ meats recently, this is why I was initially drawn to them, is because I was suffering from fatigue in early pregnancy. Don't we all?
Yeah.
And I just wanted a little more pep in my step. We had still started businesses. And there's an anti-fatigue factor in organ meats that they've identified in a little rat study. They don't know what it is exactly, but athletes have been using them for centuries. And I think it has something to do with, of course, the balance of nutrients. The B12 is really incredibly important for energy. But also, back in 1934, there were three German scientists who won the Nobel Peace Prize for discovering that beef liver could cure anemia. And I think a lot of us, I know, and it doesn't. When you look at the nutrient content, the iron content isn't really high. And I know a lot of people are thinking, okay, you have anemia, you need more iron. Mm-hmm. But what you actually need is like a handful of nutrients like retinol and copper and iron that all work together to build blood. And so I just think all of those factors, nature's multivitamins, the anti-fatigue factor, it's basically gotten me off of caffeine.
I love
and I think a lot of us could benefit from that. So
I love
that's why organ meats for us.
And
oh my goodness. I have so many testimonials, too, of people that they're not losing hair. Their hair is stronger and thicker than ever. And, you know, a 60-year-old man reached out to me the other day saying he's doing pull-ups again. And
oh, my gosh.
Incredible.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I have so many people call the organ complex their energy pills, like you said.
Yeah.
And and there's one who's like, the husband will say, honey, just get me my pills. Don't tell me what's in them. Just get me my energy pills, you know? And I love it. I just love it so much. Like people can notice a difference. I have so many questions. First, I want to talk about pregnancy and organ complex. Can women take the organ complex with their prenatal? A lot of people are worried about vitamin A toxicity and deformities. So would you say taking the organ complex and a prenatal is safe and okay, or just one over the other?
Ooh, that is a lovely question. And first of all, I can't give medical advice. And so anything I say after this, you check with your doctor about.
Yes.
So the thing is retinol. Yeah, people are worried about vitamin A. And in the first 8 weeks, there is some evidence that a synthetic form of retinol could damage the fetus. And so for me, I say, if you're if you're going to do it and you're worried about it at all, just don't eat it in the first 8 weeks. Okay. That being said, the type, like I said, when they saw the damage was retinol. It wasn't like an animal-based. It wasn't a natural source of vitamin A. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was something I did anyway, because that is something I feel good about. I know that your body responds differently, especially if you're putting a prenatal with synthetic vitamin on top of that.
Yes.
Yeah, I might be wary then, but I wasn't doing that. I didn't have a prenatal with a synthetic form of retinol. And so I found it was safe. Or I thought it was safe for me, but again, that's very, very different for you. Mm-hmm. But it was only within the first 8 weeks that was noticed. And so check with your doctor. But after that period, I think it's fine. If you take our organ complex, it's going to be about 15,000 IU of vitamin A in a week. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's only, I often double the dose, because that's about 2.5 ounces of organ meats. According to the Weston A. Price Foundation, you can have two of those servings a week.
Great.
Now, we didn't make ours those two servings, because a lot of our audience is already consuming organ meats on their own.
Mm-hmm.
God bless everyone who can, you know, palate them. I can't, so I just double my dose. But yeah, you're not going to overdose, because it's only 2.5 ounces in a week when you're taking the four capsules.
And that's if they follow the recommendations on the bottle, right? Which is four capsules
a day.
Okay.
Okay. Love it.
So really nothing to worry about there in most cases, but people need to listen to their bodies, right?
Yes. So
absolutely. And track your vitamin A. I would do that. Like do you guys use chronometer?
We have,
actually in the past we have. So, but we don't do that with our clients, but our clients can. So if you're listening, sign up with Chronometer, C-R-O-N-O meter. All right. And then input all your food and see what your daily values are and all your vitamins and minerals and amino acids and fats and stuff. It's really cool to do. Okay. This leads me to my second question, because you spoke about synthetic prenatal vitamins or, prenatal vitamins in general. Let's talk about synthetic B vitamins, highly methylated. Like there are people that are like, I take my methylated folate. Let's talk about the difference between non-methylated folate, methylated folate, and organ complex.
Right. I love that question. Okay. So yeah, there is evidence of harm when you use the strictly synthetic forms of B vitamins. People will argue that point. Mm-hmm. I really respect the work of Chris Masterjohn, and he thinks that, you know, folic acid is going to work for most people the same. But there is evidence that isn't true for, especially like the population that has the MTHFR gene mutation. Those people need the active form, so it's not going to be the same. So when you look at a bottle of pills and you see folic acid rather than B9, which is the synthetic form, you want folate. And then you see cyanocobalamin at like B12 rather than methylcobalamin. Mm-hmm. That is a good indicator that these are synthetic vitamins.
Yep.
And generally when I see supplements made like that, I know, okay, they're going to cut corners there.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to cut corners everywhere throughout. And believe me, as a food manufacturer, there are a lot of corners to cut. And
tons.
So basically, yeah, your body is not going to recognize and use them in the same way as those activated forms. Now, when it comes to organ meats, those Bs are in their active form because they're within food. And so you don't need to worry about the folic acid. There is folate in the organ meats, and there is methylcobalamin. There's actually several different forms. And so those are the active forms. And for me, that was one of the big things when I started my company. It's like there is a wisdom in nature that I can't even pretend to comprehend. I mean, Mother Nature has been doing this for forever.
Yes.
And so when I come in with that humility as a food manufacturer, rather than thinking, okay, well, I'm going to isolate these nutrients and put them in some form, you know, whatever is cheapest, and see what happens in the body. Like, I am just not about that. Mm-hmm. I don't like that approach, which is why we've always stuck to food-based nutrients that your body will recognize.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love that so much. I have a lot of people that are still very wary of going from their methylated B vitamins to organ complex. So what I recommend to them is, okay, rotate them, take your methylated Bs, which are like in the 20,000% range. You know, I'm like, take that one day and take your organ complex the next day. Take that one day, take your organ complex the next day. And then, or I tell them, I'm like, okay, take your methylated Bs for a month. and then take your organ complex for another month and compare and contrast your symptoms and see which one you feel better on, you know? So there's a lot of ways, like there's a lot of ways for people that are listening right now to slowly, if you're wary of taking organs, if you don't trust the process, those are just some options for you guys. But truly, like, the organ complex is phenomenal. And like you said, Autumn, it's food. There's nothing processed. Yeah. There's nothing synthetic. It was not extracted from anything. It's literally just food. So thank you so much.
There's another way that you can check this. That's a little bit more on the scientific side. It's not a perfect check, but it can give you a good idea of whether your, methylfolate and methylcobalamin levels are good. And that is by having your blood tests done and looking at homocysteine.
Yeah.
Because if you are deficient in those vitamins in particular, homocysteine tends to elevate.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can literally track it from month to month if you want to be that zealous about it and see if you're getting what you need on that organ complex. And I can almost guarantee you probably are.
Yes. One other thing that I want to point out is I've had so many people that are highly sensitive to vitamins, like highly. And when they take the methylated Bs, which are the less synthetic form, the less processed, you know, the supposedly more absorbable, they will still react to it. They'll still have like a niacin flush, or they'll get the jitters, or they'll crash, or they get
crazy anxiety.
But when they take the organ, it's so much more gentle on their body. And you also don't get the bright yellow urine from it. Like, you know what I'm saying? From like that you get from your B vitamins, where your pee turns like neon yellow, you know, you don't get that from the organ. So you know that you're absorbing it. You know that your body is utilizing it.
Right. I think that's such an excellent point. Have you guys ever heard of Dr. Brian or William Walsh?
Well, no.
No, not familiar.
Okay, I just had to put this on people's radar because it's such a brilliant point that I think there is a time and a place for those therapeutic nutrients, you know, malabsorption, some people, their genetics. But there's this man, William Walsh, he wrote this book, Nutrient Power. And for a certain segment of the population, when they're given folate, I believe it was the undermethylated, they will get anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually some of them, or people who are like folate deficient, don't, you know, you should take, there's different people and populations who need specific B vitamins. And when they have other B vitamins, it can create symptoms. And so you're absolutely right. If you're taking those mega doses of all of these different Bs and just kind of throwing something at a wall to see what will stick, it's not always a great situation. You want to work with a really knowledgeable practitioner who understands these if you're going to take the mega doses, and make sure there's a legitimate reason for doing so. Not just because, well, everyone else says they work, and, you know, you just need to tune in and you need to find someone who really knows. And Dr. William Walsh, I would highly recommend that book, because you'll get into the nuance and you'll understand, wow, that B vitamin, that made me super anxious, and here, this could be why. So I just want to throw that out there.
Thank you. Can I ask a question about with your organ complex? There's liver, there's heart, and there's kidneys. What's the difference between the three different organs, and why did you put them together? Does it create like a synergistic blend, or like what's the details? What is the brilliance behind that?
Yeah, I think this is so cool. And so when I was starting to create it and I started to learn more, you find that the minerals and the nutrients needed for that organ to function are the ones that are stored in that organ.
Mm-hmm.
So when you consume liver, you get B12 and vitamin A. And when you're consuming kidney, you get a lot of selenium. Mm. When you're consuming heart, you get CoQ10.
Yep.
And so each different organ has a slightly different nutrient profile. And when you put them all together, it's kind of like nourishing all of your organs
with all of those.
So it's just like a more complete multivitamin package. We actually used to even put brain in our organs because, you know, I had mental health issues and I have two genes for Alzheimer's. But the supply chain was hard. We used to import it from New Zealand. It just got difficult. It freaked some people out.
Mm-hmm,
We dropped that, even though it was an incredibly safe source. And now we just do liver, heart, and kidney because we do want it to kind of cover the basis. And that's why we chose those.
And I want to confirm that you said earlier, people could double up on the dose and it wouldn't be too much, correct?
Hey, yeah. If you're not eating other organ meat and you believe in what the Western A price recommends, which is two, 3 ounce servings of organ meats a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can take 4 in the morning, 4 at noon. That's what I do every single day, because My husband used to try and make me order meat. I can't do it.
Most people can't.
We've experimented with it a bit ourselves, and it's challenging.
It's really strong.
We have to hide it, and it's a lot of work. So yes, the complex is so much simpler.
Well, and there's so many people that can't even cook a raw chicken. You know, when I, cause I'm going to do a bone broth class. And like they can't even touch a raw chicken. So the thought of like handling organ, you know, I'm like, okay, just take it in pill form. You don't even have to look at it. You don't have to smell it. It's just there for you guys. So brilliant. I just love that.
So speaking of the difference between actual organ meats and the organ complex, can you tell us a little bit about how the organ complex is manufactured? Because one of the questions we get a lot is, well, isn't this a refined product? So doesn't it lose a lot of the nutrients that come in the original organ?
Yeah, ooh, that's a good question. First of all, I can't believe I dropped the ball on even mentioning this. Do not eat organ meats from conventionally raised animals.
Oh, yes.
Don't do it.
Absolutely.
I didn't even say that. It's
Thank
my whole
you.
Thing. But yeah. So if you're going to your local butcher, make sure grass-fed, grass-finished animals in, you know, like mineral-rich soils, just that matters because what they're eating is going into their organs. Okay. So now that I said that, we got that out of the way. Now, they're freeze-dried. We take them from our farms, which we now source domestically, only from farms that use rotational grazing and regenerative agriculture.
Yes.
And then we just freeze dry them. That is it. And there's nothing else in those capsules. I know a lot of people or manufacturers will just, you know, if it's like not full enough or whatever, they'll just add some stuff and make it look fuller. Like, we are not about any of that stuff. There are no additives, just freeze dried in little capsules. That's it. So you're just getting the organ meats and nothing else. And it's freeze dried, which means, you know, it's not exposed to really high heat and cross air, like temperature and nothing like that. No pressure. Just like, it's not a traditionally processed product.
And it's not even really cooked. You don't even cook it. You freeze it. And then you like put it in a powder form once it's frozen. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
Yes.
And I also love that you're all about minimal processing. I try to educate people about synthetic vitamin C, which is ascorbic acid, you know, and how ascorbic acid is one from corn. And when they extract it from corn, it goes through like 12 different complex like processes. Mm-hmm. So what you're getting is really concentrated corn in the form of ascorbic acid. And then people come to me and they're like, oh, but it's liposomal ascorbic acid. I'm like, it's still corn. You know what I mean? So it's not a full food. It's not a full molecule of vitamin C. And I know that you guys sell your own vitamin C as well.
And it's an awesome one, right?
It's so great.
Oh,
I've been taking it for a long time.
Have you? Yeah. And I have an interesting little story if you want me to go there about ascorbic acid versus, well, we do make our essential C complex again. We thought unripe acerola cherry is one of the ingredients because the unripeness means it's not going to lose that vitamin C content because vitamin C is a really unstable nutrient when exposed to temperature. So it degrades quickly. So anyway, acerola cherry, camu berry, and alma berry. And what happened was I rarely get sick. I mean, I can't even remember the last time I got sick. So this December, I ended up getting a cold and I didn't listen to my body and I just kept pushing. And so my family, you know, Chaz was like running the businesses and taking care of our little guy. And so for a slight second, I thought, you know what? I'm going to take some ascorbic acid, like really high doses and just see if that works. And you guys, I just got my mineral test back from a guy named Morley Robbins. I don't know if you're familiar, but he's...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Morley is the mineral man. He's incredible. His knowledge, it'll blow your mind. And so he went through and he noticed my ferritin was really high. And ferritin is like your storage form of iron. Now, we don't want that to be high. We want it to be around a 50. Mm-hmm. The leading cardiologist suggests a 50. Mine was around 270.
Oh, wow.
Scary
wow.
stuff. Like, I have to go donate some blood now. And I was thinking, like, what could I have done? And I thought, you know, vitamin C will enhance iron absorption. And he said, especially if it's ascorbic acid. Especially.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is exactly what's driving your ferritin up. So I learned my lesson the hard way because, honestly, even though I create these products and I fully believe that preventative food-based medicine is the best way to go, I also appreciate there's a time and a place for high-dose ascorbic acid intravenous. Like if you haven't cancer, there's a lot of clinicians who see great results with it. So I would like to keep that kind of like unbiased approach. But this kind of sealed the deal for me realizing, unless it's like really serious, if you have a real serious disease, that will be the last time that I ever miss with ascorbic acid.
Totally. And if you guys compare real vitamin C to ascorbic acid, I always say ascorbic acid looks like cocaine, you know, whereas real vitamin C is, isn't that terrible? But real vitamin C is kind of like a brownish color, you know, it's like a brownish red. It's not cocaine, you know, so it's not cocaine looking. And so isn't that terrible? And so I'm like, if your vitamin C looks like, but they're being really clever now because there's companies that are adding like certain oils, like palm oil. So now it's starting to look more orangey red and they're being so smart about deceptive. It. And I'm like, and here's the thing. And I try to tell people, I'm like, listen, ascorbic acid is super cheap and very shelf stable. That's why they use it, you know? And that's why we kind of have to become our own health advocates and experts in these fields because no one's going to do the research for us, right? We got to super sleuth and figure these things out for ourselves. So look at your vitamin C. If it's a white powder, it's ascorbic acid, or just look on the label and it'll say ascorbic acid.
No company is going to go through the trouble of creating a whole food vitamin C and not tell you about that.
Right, exactly.
That would be a terrible business practice, right? So look for it on the label. They're going to have it all over the place.
I also want to say that there are some companies that are saying vitamin C from, and then they list a food and they'll say, and ascorbic acid. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, well, what ratio? Is it 90% ascorbic acid and 10% the whole food?
True.
Or is it 90% the whole food and 10% ascorbic acid? They don't clarify, you know? So there are companies that are getting really smart about it. And I'm like, listen, if you're going through all this trouble to just try and make it seem more natural, why don't you just be really, really like clear and just like get a whole food source. But like you said, it's not a very stable, vitamin. So it's really hard to harvest it where it's not damaging the vitamin C. So it's more expensive. That's what it comes down to.
Oh, absolutely more expensive. Yeah, and I think a lot of consumers like to see, like, when we look on the label, we're like, oh, 1,000%, whoa,
right.
You know, or whatever. So I think they just kind of stack it that way. Like, okay, we know people are looking. And I just invite people to consider, like, there are times when you need high-dose vitamins and minerals, you know, like, times of healing. But I don't think on a daily basis it's a good idea to just put these mega doses into our body because as I learned, like there's a delicate balance. And when it's a lot of ascorbic acid, there's Morley Robbins is doing a lot of research on its impact on copper. Mm-hmm. And when we don't have, you know, copper and it's able to be utilized, we lose enzyme function. We lose the ability to create blood like we're losing, like we're learning. So yeah, it's just like a big web. And so these mega doses, I invite you as a consumer to not be so impressed by them. It's not always the right way to go.
Seriously. Yeah.
There's kind of a perspective shift that has to take place when you enter into the holistic health world, because we come from this conventional model of if a little bit is good, a lot must be even better, right? That's how our medications are. They find a component in nature that seems to be helpful for a certain problem. And then they isolate it and they super concentrate it. They put it in a pill form and it's a medicine. So coming over to this side of things, we still have that same mindset of, well, gosh, 10,000%. I mean, vitamin C is supposed to be good for my immune system. Why wouldn't I want 10,000%? Oh, and it's also water soluble. So I'll just pee out whatever is left, right? That's no problem.
Right.
But they forget that life is a very complex web of needs. Mm-hmm. And that means that it's not just the ascorbic acid component of the vitamin C our body needs. It's everything else that comes with that complex.
Right.
And there's also the other vitamins and cofactors that need to be there in order for the body to do what it's supposed to do with those things. So whole foods, they're always the answer. They're always the answer.
Always.
Yes.
I love that.
There's a wisdom.
And I just want to touch a little bit on the whole copper iron thing. I had no idea ascorbic acid actually, did you say it enhanced copper or?
It causes iron absorption to go up. So ferritin starts to skyrocket.
Oh my gosh. Because that's potentially dangerous. And what we don't recognize is every time we ingest something like how you said, vitamin C and, oh, you just pee it out. Well, it's not this passive thing that happens. Like the body has to utilize other enzymes. It has to utilize energy in order to have you pee out that vitamin C. So it comes at a cost, right? It's not this, it's not passive. It's going to utilize energy that you could have used to like detoxify your liver, for instance. So everything that we eat utilizes energy to either hold onto it and utilize it or to excrete it. And so that's why we all three of us here are saying it's, you know, health is a delicate balance. You don't have to overdo it unless, you know, like you said, the vitamin C infusions in high doses for cancers and extreme cases.
Yeah. Short-term acute use, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say really fast that I can't say that that's exactly what will play out in someone else's body. Mm-hmm. Like every time you take vitamin C, like your ferritin will go up. That is something that my body is doing. That is the way that my body is reacting. I can't say whether or not that's true for you. Just want to put it on your radar because like you said, like if we're interfering with copper and iron, you know, it's like that delicate balance. But I just wanted to clarify that I can't guarantee that for everyone, but that's how it's manifesting in my body.
Absolutely. And for people who aren't familiar with Morley Robbins, he has a whole kind of system, the root cause protocol that focuses on helping people figure out their mineral levels, especially this iron overload that seems to be taking over our entire society. And it is, there's a lot to it. He has a whole list of do's and don'ts, starts and stops. And there's not just one thing that's going to solve your issues. There's not just one thing that's going to cause the issues. It's, you have to look at the whole thing. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Now your vitamin C complex, it's called essential C complex. Is that correct?
Yes.
So people out there, if you are looking for a good vitamin C, and you should be, because vitamin C in its full complex form is one of the most diverse and necessary things that is there. Mm-hmm. Look for this one. This is definitely one of the best products out there. It is my personal favorite.
It really is.
Thank you for saying that.
It's such a great product. All your products are amazing. There's also the apple cider vinegar. Right?
The apple cider vinegar complex. Right. Yeah. There's the I'm looking at that right now.
Can you tell us a little bit about that and why someone would need to take that?
Ooh, great. Yes, I'm excited. And I just want to add to the vitamin C. The more I look into the research around it, it is good for everything.
Everything.
Lowering blood pressure. They did a study the other day about anxiety, and it was able to reduce anxiety and help protect against like neurodegeneration. I mean, it's just the list. It's just, you can't... say it's just for the immune system because it's literally for everything. But the apple cider vinegar complex was born out of my husband and I, when we got married, we decided we wanted to live to 110 years old.
I love it.
So I thought we had this little contract of things we were willing to do, you know, on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, whatever, in order to help us live longer. One of the things I studied was the Okinawans in Japan, and they're drinking their daily turmeric tea. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, like I need to create a little concoction for myself and Chaz. And so the ingredients I came up with were turmeric and cinnamon and ginger and apple cider vinegar. Mm-hmm. Because one of the through lines in everything I've found as far as how you can positively impact prevent disease and health and keep your health in line is to keep your blood sugar nice and stable.
Yes.
There's a lot of research around apple cider vinegar for this use in diabetics, in non-diabetics, even in craving control. And so I wanted to put a drink together to have all of these things on a daily basis, kind of just to reduce inflammation, lower my blood sugar response, reduce cravings. And so that was, I created my Ignite Tea. And then I told everyone about that. And I was in my wellness groups, people are drinking it and like experiencing awesome results. But then I had a dentist friend of mine reach out and say, Autumn, don't be telling people to drink apple cider vinegar on a daily basis. It can be really difficult and hard on the enamel of your teeth.
Right.
So I thought, that's unfortunate. And so what we decided is we just need to make a way for people to take it in capsules. And what we found is like, it's great for digestion. It's great for reducing inflammation. It's great for lowering your blood sugar and all of those things. So we just put it into a capsule. So you don't have to like mix your Ignite tea every day if you're on vacation or if you're a busy mom. You still want all those awesome benefits of what's in there. And so that's what it is. Our apple cider vinegar complex is just my Ignite tea encapsulated.
I love it. And is it just apple cider vinegar or does it have all those other things in it too?
It has all the other stuff.
It has all those other things in it too.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I actually didn't know that. I was just taking that for the apple cider vinegar. I didn't know it was like your special concoction. So I'm going to way more diligent on taking that now because...
Clearly we don't talk enough because I've been taking it for a while because of all of that.
And I take it every now and then, but I take the organ complex a little bit more diligently. So, that is such a great story. I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah.
So out of all, so are there any other products mm-hmm. that you guys sell? Oh, Tristan's saying yes. He's a,
she has a super greens product that I actually am really excited for you to tell us a little bit about because greens are a big deal, right? We actually encourage green smoothies a lot in spite of some of the risks that can come with that, like the oxalates. But one of the things that people always ask us about is, should I be taking a green powder? And I will almost always say no, because I don't like what's in most of them.
Yeah.
But yours is different. Tell me what's different about your super greens compared to what's typically out on the market in the green powders.
Oh, I would love to. Okay. So first of all, when I realized, you know, my gut issues were tied to wheat, a lot of it for me was a gluten kind of thing. And so again, it was pregnancy that this one came from, because I was like, okay, I want to take a high quality greens powder while I'm pregnant and give my little developing baby all the nutrients. But we would go to Whole Foods or whatever health store we were at in San Diego at the time, and they all had wheatgrass. Mm-hmm. And for me, it just didn't make sense. I was thinking like, and it was always like one of the first ingredients. And I thought like, okay, you know, I believe like I used to take shots of wheatgrass and it just didn't make me feel good. And so I did a little research and realized, okay, wheatgrass contains lectins and one mm-hmm. called wheat germ agglutinin, which is particularly damaging for people, for everyone. Lectins are just like these protective plant mechanisms that right. can actually like kind of create damage in the intestinal lining.
Yeah.
And so linked to autoimmune disease and to vitamin D malabsorption and insulin resistance, a number of things. And I realized like, why are people putting this in the greens powder? And I think it's mostly because it's a really cheap ingredient. Honestly, you can stack it.
No way.
And like you put tons of these wheatgrass powders or barleygrass, ryegrass, and then you can just like put sprinkles of the other good things. And then mm-hmm. your product's really cheap, but you can have these huge margins. Because for people who are sensitive to wheat, a lot of times, if you read the boards on people who take greens powders, mm-hmm. it's a big issue. And a lot of them do not react well. And so this was like a little bit before Gundry's time, but fortunately, Gundry has come in after us and kind of made this a really big thing. People are well aware. He totally did. And now everyone's like, okay, yeah, lectins, I get it. But even when we first started the powder, it's been through a few iterations. Everyone was kind of like, huh? Like wheatgrass was, you know, like the healthiest thing you can ever have. Right. And so we kind of had an uphill battle with that education piece. Thank you, Gundry. But now we have this powder, and instead of having, you know, a high amount of wheatgrass and barleygrass and ryegrass, we just stick to the really good stuff. And we use organic spirulina as our base instead. And then we have things like, you know, blueberry and spinach and kale sprout and cabbage and cauliflower and all these beautiful foods that as mothers, we don't have time to sit around and chop all day long and make a juice. Like who has 30 minutes to make a juice? I hope you do. If you do, that's awesome. But I don't a lot of mornings. And so the greens powder is a way just to kind of like take a spoonful and then put it in some water. Its flavor is really great for kids. Yeah. And the thing about spirulina is there are concerns with spirulina.
Yes.
And I get that. And there should be, because a lot of it is not made well. But we've sourced it from a place where in India, where the quality control is just out of this world. And so they're always testing. It's literally the highest quality spirulina in the world. But yeah, you'll want to be very, very wary of spirulina. I just wanted to throw that out there for anyone.
Can we discuss why?
Yeah. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of being careful when it comes to spirulina. You don't want to just go out and buy anything because it has been connected with some pretty severe health issues.
Right.
Oh yeah. Especially like a lot of these are being made in pools, like little pools that are near airports. And if you know about airports, are some of the most toxic things ever. And so it's like all of those heavy metals and exhaust is just coming down into these pools. And then you have some being made over in China where we know radiation is an issue and there's microcystins and all of these chemicals, molecules, and they're being created when it's not well sourced.
Yeah.
And so you'll see a lot of scare tactics, but when it's not being harvested properly in clean waters, away from airports, it's not diligently third-party tested every time, every batch, I would definitely not be eating it either.
So yours is obviously third party tested, like all these things. I love that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah. I mean, every single batch. Like, I remember the day that the man who created it, or he's actually working for the company now, came to our house. It was an entire presentation, answered every question, showed me all of the testing they were doing. It was a very, very impressive presentation. And we've been working with the company for years now. And so we really support what they're doing. It's the cleanest source we've ever found.
That's awesome.
Now I want to go back to the grasses for a second, because I think grasses have some really good purposes for cows. Right. Cows can eat those grasses and then get all kinds of wonderful benefits, because they will, you know, it'll ruminate and it'll become bacterial food, and then they live off the bacteria, and then we can benefit when we eat the cows. But when we try to eat grass, we only have one stomach, right? And that means that we're not going to be able to extract nearly as much energy out of that grass as the cow can. And it's going to come, like you said, with all of those negative, what do they call them? Anti-nutrients, like the lectins, that then just create more problems for us than they solve. So why should we try to force something into our diet that is not meant to be in our diet?
Right. And I just never reacted. It was an immediate thing for me, reacted well. And I have had one woman who is on my list reach out and say that she really believes that wheatgrass had a part in her healing process. And so I'm not ever here. And I believe that people understand their body well enough to know. And so I'm not here to say that, no, they're never going to work. But yeah, like you're saying, we're not cows. We are not designed to eat grass. We don't have the four stomachs. Mm-hmm. We don't have the rumen who is extracting these nutrients in the same way. And for a lot of the people I work with and talk to and people who use our product, it's like a night and day difference. They say the removal of the wheatgrass and the grasses has, helps them so very much. For us, it's been a big deal.
I had no idea you had this greens powder, by the way. I'm clearly not a good fangirl. And now I'm like, I'm actually on your website right now and I'm reading all this stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing.
It's okay. I've fangirled enough for the best of us.
Yeah, we love this product. And my little guy, we call it his ninja juice. That's how we get him to drink it.
Ninja juice. Do you add it to a smoothie, or do you guys just drink it by itself?
Can do both. Yeah, we've done both. But okay. I usually just have him drink it. It's just a morning routine that we have.
Oh,
an ninja juice. Yeah.
That is so great.
So everyone out there who has heard me say in the past, I don't love the green powders. This is the one exception that I am very confident in, because there is not a single ingredient in this that I disagree with, and it has all of my favorite things in there. So do it. Well, go get it, everybody.
Check it out. Yeah. Thank you so much for saying that.
You also have the turmeric complex. You have your beef sticks as well, which are so good, by the way. I love those beef sticks. And I love to like buy a bunch of them because, well, the original for kids is really good. The garlic summer sausage is really good too. The teriyaki for children. What I normally tell moms, because when I'm taking them off of their a high carb diet, you know, which is like crackers and cheese and who knows what, like, the goldfish, right? You know, and I say, okay, have your kids like snack on some beef sticks, and they're like, well, which ones are good? You know what I mean? These are good ones, you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, but stay away from like the jalapeno, for instance.
The kids like, won't love that one.
Yeah, they won't. but they're a really good, like they're small, you know, and so you like they're really good to like put in your purse, put in their backpacks, put in your pantries for kids to just grab and go. I love beef sticks as fast food because it's so quick to just eat, and it's got tons of proteins, good fats. You have the fermented spices in there too, which is so awesome. There's not a lot of companies that do that, you know? And so so you guys, if you need some beef sticks to just grab and go for your snacks in between your meals, I love snacking on protein versus carbs.
Now this episode is starting to sound like a commercial for Paleo Valley. And it's honestly, it's not. We sought her out. We sought out Autumn and said, we need to get you on the show because we love everything that you are doing. And we love the way that you look at health. And the thing about all of these products is, and the reason why we love them is that they are food.
Yes.
That's what they are. Yes. They are the kind of fast food that we really should be getting, not the kind that most people are getting. Mm-hmm. Because in an ideal world, we would be able to spend hours every day getting these organs prepared and, right. and turn into a tasty pate or something. We would be getting plenty of all of these nutrients that you would get from the essential C complex and the natural grass-fed beef. But that just doesn't happen for most of us because we have other responsibilities. We've got kids to take care of. We've got jobs to do. There's just mm-hmm. too much happening in our world. And it is also very difficult to source high quality, safe ingredients.
Yeah.
So in the end, this is the absolute perfect solution to making sure you are getting in the types of foods that worked so well for our ancestors
totally.
That have been lost yeah. in modern society and to get our health back where it was meant to be, back mm-hmm. where it's capable of being.
Exactly.
That's why we're gushing.
We really are. And you guys, so this episode is coming after an episode that we release on why animal meats, why organs. If you want to find out more about why we tell people to kind of go back to these basics, go and listen to that podcast episode. But really it comes down to bioavailability, right? Like foods that are really high nutrient density, very absorbable. If you're a very sick person, you probably can't eat tons of fiber from veggies every single day. You know, you have to get the biggest bang for your buck because you have a lot of catching up to do on your healing journey. That's why we say the organ complex, which is like, it's got like 10 times more vitamin A than any kind of plant-based source out there. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to eat something, make sure it's 10 times more dense so that you can have that much faster healing period. Mm-hmm. So go back and listen to that episode, guys. We are not trying to convert anyone from being a vegan or a vegetarian to a carnivore. That's not our goal. Our goal is to educate those that don't feel good and say, you know, if you've tried veganism or vegetarianism and you're still not quite there yet, maybe consider something like this, mm-hmm. you know, but this isn't we're not on a crusade to turn everyone into meat eating.
Well, no, our goal is to help people optimize their health for yes. themselves.
Right.
And we have our general bias about the fastest way to get there right. before you've learned a whole lot about yourself, mm-hmm. but you got to listen to your body.
Yep.
We'll always say that.
So, and as always, you guys, I did a post on this. Try to get at least 8 servings of veggies a day. It's so important. You know, vegetables, like even if you have to cook them, and oftentimes cooking those veggies, they're way more absorbable on your gut. They're easier, especially if you have like inflamed gut, IBS, IBD, Crohn's, like you'll probably need to cook those veggies. But that in conjunction with high quality meat products, organ products, bone broths, it could make a world of difference for you. And just in our practice, we have seen so many people heal their hormones, heal their skin, their gut, their everything, you know, so.
So that actually brings up a question for you, Autumn. Why don't you make a bone broth?
She does.
Oh, you do?
Oh, we do.
What?
Oh my goodness.
Oh no, there's a product I didn't know about.
There's a bone broth protein.
Bone broth protein. Oh goodness.
Yes. And can I tell you about why? Because, I remember being at PaleoFX, I think like 2 years ago. And uh-huh. we were just like getting into collagen and we were like, okay, yeah. We need to find out what the best source is. Because yes. that's what we're always like, okay. And so we would call all the manufacturers. And what we found is that none of them are actually, they say grass-fed, but like mm-hmm. all cows are grass-fed, you know, for the first part of their life. But there is like no source of grass-fed, grass-finished collagen. So all these big companies are using grass-fed, but not grass-finished. And so we were like, well, that is not going to do. And so we found this company in Germany willing to, what? Rather than extracting it from the hides, like mm-hmm. most collagen mm-hmm. is a product of the hide,
right.
we just simmer the bones. Wow. And then it's literally a bone broth.
So literally protein powder. Bone broth. Oh my goodness.
So you got
it. Bone broth.
So I'm looking at it here. It's in these packets. Is it a powder form? And then you just mix it with water?
Totally. Yeah. In our awesome. First iteration, you weren't able to. It was like a little clumpy, but this one is beautiful. And of course, we were like, we don't want to add chemicals. But we found this process called agglomeration, which only uses water. And it's like complicated that like throws it into the air and like water molecules mix with it and whatever. Mm-hmm. It disperses beautifully with just water.
This is embarrassing because not too long ago, Janique and I had a conversation about grass-fed, grass-finished collagen protein. And mm-hmm. and I said, you know, I've done the research on this. There's no one that does it.
Yeah.
They all source from the same places in South America and it's mm-hmm. no one has it. It's
you
not,
said that?
It's not a pot. I was saying this because I had failed to do my due diligence with your company and I had no idea. that it was out there. So, once again,
so now we know.
Once again, we've been enlightened, and well, and Paleo Valley is the perfect source.
So let me tell you, listeners, my history with, because most people know I don't like whey protein, because unless it's raw whey, which is not found anywhere, and it's really hard to, it's really expensive to get raw whey. But I don't like plant-based proteins just because it's highly processed and they tend to have lots of heavy metals in them. But when it comes to collagens, this has been my experience with a lot of my followers, where companies start out small and they can find cleaner batches. And so people respond well to them, but then they get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then they find new suppliers. So for instance, like a small company that started on Sprouts is now in Costco, and people are reacting to this product in Costco, even though it's the same company. The only thing I can figure is, well, of course, it's because it's from a different supplier. And so I had someone who follows me, she actually had the products heavy metal tested, and she found that same company, more heavy metals later down the line because they're now in Costco. And I said, well, it must have just been a different supplier. So the fact that you actually source your bones from Germany, you know, that blows my mind, one. And now I know I can confidently, like, because I haven't been confident with my recommendations with collagen. I will be 100% honest. Like, now I can be confident, and I can be like, this is 100% grass fed, like bone broth protein.
Yep.
And they were from cows in Germany, and cows in Germany are probably a lot happier than cows here in the United States.
So, for the most part.
Well, yeah, these cows that, are.
But, right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, now I'm so happy. Now I can.
I know this is actually a momentous occasion for us to learn about this, because we have always waffled when people ask us about protein.
We're like,
so,
well, we don't know.
Now, okay. So we've talked about all these different products. We've talked about the importance of doing your research and learning about your body and healthy food. How can people find these Paleo Valley miracle products?
Oh my God, you are too kind. Well, you can reach out to me personally at autumn@paleovalley.com. I'm always game for anything you have to say, whether it's positive feedback, negative, anything. I want to hear it all. You can also find the products at paleovalley.com. And we're going to give your audience a coupon code. It's just GUTSY10, GUTSY10. And so you can have 10% off of our entire store. Awesome. Just because we love you guys and what you're doing.
Thank you. And you guys, if you are ever on Instagram, click on my bio link, and there is actually a link to Paleo Valley as well there. And so thank you for that discount
lots
code. Lots of options. I just saw here on Instagram that you live in Colorado. Which part in Colorado?
I live in Boulder, Colorado.
Stop it.
Woo.
Oh my gosh. We lived in Boulder for 3 years, and I always tell Trish, I'm like, if we made enough money, I want to move back there, because Boulder is amazing.
Boulder is our spirit city.
It is. It really is.
Like, I can tell. Oh,
we actually go back every year, almost every year, for the Boulder. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we don't run it. Sometimes we just eat out at restaurants and watch everyone else run. So
I did the Boulder last year.
You
so
did?
Maybe come visit. Yeah, let's do it. Like, I've never seen so many Speedos.
Yeah,
and
right.
I was wearing them, and it was awesome.
We'll probably be there this year. Like, it's kind of like our family tradition. So if we are, we will hit you up. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
like,
so I would love to hang out. You're gonna love the husband, and
I can tell. Thank you so much for your time, Autumn.
This was so
wonderful.
Fun. It lived up to all of our wildest dreams about how this would go. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And listeners, again, that code is GUTSY10.
Uh-huh, GUTSY10 on
paleovalley.com. Until next time, guys, take care.
Talk to you later.